Mio, ki ksipayo, tanse, kakio. Tata wow, kitam skatna wow. Welcome and good morning. And we are back again with another episode of Pigate Wapoy Igwa Nehewe Win Coffee and Cree right here on the Windspeaker Radio Network. I am joined today by a very special guest who is joining me from out of province today, Rebecca George. Kitam skatna and welcome. Tata wow, Rebecca.
Tata wow.
Yeah, so you drove a little bit to get here.
3 hours.
3 hours. And I know you guys have so many amazing Nehewewin speakers in Saskatchewan. Tell our listeners a little bit about where you come from and maybe where you learned the language and whatnot.
My name's Rebecca George. I'm from Big Island Lake Cree Nation. My first language was Cree until I started school when I was 7. When I had to start on the reserve. And ever since then, I've been going to English and back to Cree, but mostly Cree at home.
Mm. Yeah. So all the little kids, you all get to learn the language at home?
Yeah.
I love that. That's beautiful. And where did you learn the language from?
My parents, from grandparents, elders.
Okay.
You learn from attending ceremonies too, so you get to listen to the elders speaking and you learn the stories and the traditions from all the ceremonies.
So today we decided that we're going to be talking a little bit about time, right? Maybe how to tell time and a few phrases related to time, things like that. To start things off, how can we just say the word for time itself?
Tipayikan.
Tipayikan. Yeah, so that's, and that's also the word that we would use for an hour of time, right? Tipayikan. Okay, so now if we were to break that down to the minutes in time, how would we say, you know, say for minutes in time?
If it's half the hour, it's apito tipayikan.
Apito tipayikan, so that's half the hour. So we would just put the number, so say it's nianan for 5, so we'd say nianan apito tipayikan. So for 5:30. Now if we're going to, I know it's kind of a English munyao phrase of saying, you know, the quarter after the hour, right? And there's not really a Nehewewin word for it likely, but if we had to break it down to say a quarter after an hour or a quarter to an hour, how would we say that?
A quarter to Kigats Piak Tipayikan is 1:45, 12:45.
12:45, so you're just basically saying almost.
Yeah.
Gigats, almost the 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or whatever it is, right? Okay, so then, so for quarter after the time, so we're saying quarter after 3.
Quarter after 3 would be Kigats Apito Tipayikan.
Okay.
Yeah, that's 3:30.
Yeah, so you're cutting that that half into a quarter, right? Which is fair enough. Which is, you know, I guess simple math and whatnot, right? If we're going to, you know, just use phrases like no time, I have no time. We're just using the moya in front of that and the moya tapayakan.
Moya, muy mi kwats ndiaki kway. Well, that's it. The kung kaito na yah. Muy tapuim stain tayan kay mu taman ki kway. I don't have that much time to talk or something.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, so you're kind of putting it in relation to something then, right? No time for eating, no time for talking or whatnot, right? Okay. Awesome. Now, when we talk about time, we have, you know, all these things that can be related to time. Like we've already used the word for almost.
Gigats.
Gigats, right? So we hear that even in the number 9.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Kigats mitatat,
almost 10, right? So we could use that always and relate that to the clock through the whole thing, right? Kigats piago sap, almost 11, right? Okay, awesome. Now, if we want to say a word like always, how would we, tanse katwana for always?
Naisto.
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 Okay, so we say naisto if we want to say so something for always. Now, is that word pretty general across the Y dialect, or is that, I noticed there's a few words that are Saskatchewan, you hear in Saskatchewan a little more than you hear in Alberta. Is that one of those words?
It's different in the whole Saskatchewan and Alberta. It's we have different ways of saying things, certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much the same, though. We understand each other if we were to talk to each other, but the thin, different accents,
mm-hmm.
but we still understand.
Now, if we want to use the phrase for every day.
I would say, naisto tatugisigaw.
Okay, naisto tatugisigaw.
Naisto tatugisigaw.
Okay, and I know in ceremony, we sometimes will use the words, or even in prayer, in morning prayer, we'll use the words gutak kisigaw. So what does that translate to?
Gutak kisigaw is thankful for another day.
For another day.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Once again, speaking with my very special guest from Saskatchewan, Big Island Lake, and we can translate that as?
Mistigusaw sagaygani.
In Saskatchewan, Rebecca George teaching us some time words that you guys can use in every day when you want to tell time, when you want to talk to your kids and talk to elders and dealing with time. We'll be right back on the Windspeaker Radio Network with more Pigate Wapoy Egwa
Nihiawiwin.